When you look at your personal planner, the calendar often indicates the dates for several religious holidays, such as Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Ramadan. Ramadan is an Islamic holiday that lasts for a month. The period of observance changes, but this year Ramadan begins at sunset Thursday and continues until August 18th. A notable part of Ramadan is prayer, so the Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville has allocated its lecture hall as a place where Muslims can go to pray during certain times of the day. Hamid Nassim joined the university in 1985 and is now a professor of electrical engineering. He is also the faculty advisor for the All-Islam Student Association, a group who works to raise basic knowledge about Islam. Yesterday, Nassim came by the KUAS studios to tell me more about the holy month of Ramadan.
Ramadan is a month of hard work. So it is the actual mujahida. The word jihad comes from the same word which God says in the Holy Quran, that you use this Quran to do jihad against your own base self. So in Islam, we say that everybody is born innocent, as opposed to Christianity, where you have the inherited sin. In Islam, every child who is born, whether he's born to a Muslim or a Hindu or a Christian family, he's born with a clean slate. Now, this person develops into a thinking being, and when he's mature, at that time, he can make himself rise from that base level. We all have our base, human, animal drives. And then Islam teaches us to control that self as though we are training the horse. Okay? So the self, our inner self, the base self, which is called an-nafsul ammara in Arabic. So meaning that this is something which takes us towards doing bad things. As opposed to that, within us is another self, which is called a nafsul lawama, which is the conscience, which actually says every time you do something wrong, it says you did something wrong, mm-hmm. and it wants to put you back on the right track. So human being as such, when they become mature and intelligent, they have these two forces which keep pulling them towards each side. One is to do bad things, to cheat, to take away somebody else's property. The other one says, no, do good things and this and that. There is a war between them. There is a wrestling match between them. This is called the jihad of the nafs. And Islam says, Quran says, that this month is all about Quran. And Quran is all about raising yourself from that base level to an elevated level. When you win the fight, when you become good, then you have another level you can go to, is called an-nafsul mutmainna. That is the self having solace, peace. That's the place where Islam wants to take every individual, where you are above that fighting on every issue, do good or do bad, to a stage where you are in peace or at peace with God. In that case, you have salvation. Now, the month of Ramadan is all about teaching us, giving us this boot camp experience to make us better. And in this, we are involved with, God says that you can eat all the good foods in the regular time, but during this month, God says, don't eat, and we say, we will not eat. He says, eat, and we eat. So this is teaching us obedience to God and to control ourselves. And this is related to eating, drinking, and our carnal desires also. So you are supposed to not even go in unto your wife during a certain period in which you don't eat, you don't drink anything. And this time starts for this whole month, every day, from about maybe 1.5 hours before sunrise to the sunset.
So essentially it's this time of fasting and in order to teach obedience.
That's right. So Quran says that we have prescribed to you, that is God. We doesn't mean there are more than one God. We, Muslims, believe in only one God. We is the we of magnanimity, the plural of power, mm-hmm. and God. So we have prescribed to you this fasting just as we had prescribed to the previous peoples. So in other words, we are not unique. God says that fasting had been prescribed to the Jews, to the Christians, to the Hindus, to the Buddhists, and all religions, which all we believe they are all, they all emanate from the same Creator God. So Muslims cannot complain about it, because this is the same thing. And God teaches us these, gives us these special periods in which, when everybody is doing it, there is this collective effort which makes it easier for us to follow. We are supposed to cut down on our food intake, the physical food, but we are supposed to pile up on our spiritual foods. For example, during the month of Ramadan, you'll see that there are supererogatory prayers which are said even in the mosque. And then we are supposed to get up at night and say special prayers, which may be for half an hour. For some people, it may be 1 hour at night. They get up and they do these things. And we also recite the Holy Quran more so during this month. We also invoke blessings of God upon Abraham and Prophet Muhammad more so during this month. So we are asked to do these things, which actually increase our appetite for spirituality, as well as satiate us for our spiritual needs during this month more so than during the rest of the 11 months. And we are told that as you enter the month, you should be at, you will be at a certain spiritual station. We're expected to come out of the month at a higher spiritual station as far as our personal being is concerned. And hopefully by the next time the Ramadan comes, we don't get back to the same old level to enter. Rather, we'll move up and up as we proceed in our life.
And I know the university has set up a place for students where they can go and say these prayers at their the Multicultural Center, the lecture hall in there. Has they done this before?
Well, Al-Islam Student Association had previously always reserved rooms in different places in the Arkansas Union. Sometimes they would give us room number 505, sometimes a different room, whichever is available. So we have occasionally, intermittently done that. Mm-hmm. But this is a positive move from the multicultural department as well as university, that they have a proactive, they have taken a proactive step to welcome Muslim students rather than Muslim students going and asking the Arkansas Union Reservation Department mm-hmm. to reserve a room for certain things. Sometimes it may, you know, students are here on campus and they want to find a place to say their prayers. During the month of Ramadan, we try to put ourselves on track. So in other words, prayers are said during certain time periods. So during the after sun moves away from the zenith, there is a time for the afternoon prayers that starts. And there is a time period within which you can say that prayer. So many times people can join this prayer with the early evening prayer, and that is allowed too. But during the month of Ramadan, people try to do them separately at a separate time. So sometimes it becomes convenient to have a place available on campus. Everybody may not avail it, but it is at least good to have it available.
Ramadan, when it's over, when the month is over, is there a celebration?
Yes, yes. God says, the Holy Prophet told us that God says that all the things that human beings do, you know, in religion, are for their own benefit, for their own self. But fasting is for me. I mean, this is kind of strange. God doesn't need anything. But God says that fasting is for me, meaning it's the extreme expression of love. You know, for example, if I love my wife, for example, I'll do anything she asks me to do. That's, you know, I said, you say, or maybe when people fall in love, so he'll say, you tell me anything and I'll do. And they mean it. So he says, she says, don't eat garlic from now on. He says, I'm not going to eat garlic. He says, don't eat fish because it smells or whatever. And he stops doing it. Why he does it? He does it for the sake of his beloved. So we fast. Muslims are supposed to fast for the sake of God because water is good for us. But he says, don't drink it. And it's actually bad for me. You know, if I am thirsty and I don't drink it, you know, I'm going to become weak and all that. But why I do it for the sake of God. So God says, you did this for 30 days or 29 days. After the end of this month, which we determined by seeing the crescent, new crescent moon, then God says, eat and drink and enjoy. So when we do that, we're not doing it because I was hungry all along. Now I want to become, you know, a pig, you know, I want to eat. I'm just eating it for his sake. So I stopped eating when he said don't eat, and I'm eating when he says eat to please him. Then he says, I will be your reward. I'll be there to welcome you on the day of judgment. So I think this is the essence of why we celebrate. We celebrate because God says, okay, celebrate. So we celebrate. And they, on the day of celebration, which we call as Eid, E-I-D is how we spell in English. We then don't, nobody fasts on that day. In fact, it is prohibited to fast on that day. And we prepare really delicious and sumptuous food. You know, mostly my wife will make great food. And we sometimes get together and we will have this community celebration. Sometimes if the time doesn't allow, we'll wait until the weekend to have that celebratory eating. So it doesn't mean that we have to just say that we're not. I myself will take the day off if it occurs. This time it's going to be on Sunday, so that's fine. But if it is on a weekday, I take the day off.
Flexibility.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, my children also take the day off from school. And there is no problem. Nobody creates any problem for us. And it's very, you know, America is the land where you have freedom of expression. And we love that. And Muslims are, you know, they thrive in an environment where there is peace, there is freedom of expression. That's why probably Islam is the fastest spreading religion in this country.
Hamid Nassim is a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Arkansas. He is also the faculty advisor for the All Islam Student Association, and I spoke with him inside the KUAF studios yesterday. For those on the U of A campus seeking a place for prayer during the month of Ramadan, the Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education's lecture hall will be available for prayer every afternoon during Ramadan from 1:15 to 2:15, 5 to 6:15, and 8:15 to 9:15. More information is available at multicultural.uark.edu.